Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. What will be in the glasses you clink together? How about what you drink on a cold January night in front of the fire? Or how do you celebrate something, just kick back, like the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs, maybe? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December 20th. It's not the 28th, it's the 30th. December 30th. We will celebrate the Packers' win, the upcoming New Year, and the winter holiday season with an ode to the classic and the craft cocktail this hour. Have you enjoyed a hot buttered rum or a Tom and Jerry or an Irish coffee recently? What are your favorite cocktail creations, hot or cold? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guests this hour know their cocktails, and they will give us some inspiration to get through this cold winter and to celebrate some fun occasions like New Year's Eve. Joining us is Talish Barrow, the general manager of the Avenue Bar in Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Tom Dufek, the general manager of Merchant in Madison. Good morning.
Enjoy.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming in on this very, very cold Wisconsin morning, below zero wind chills all over the state, but a perfect time to talk about winter cocktails and cocktails that can warm us up. I looked online and I saw that there are five top hot cocktails. Now, we won't limit ourselves just to hot cocktails, but since it's so cold, let's start with that. The Tom and Jerry is on there. Do people still drink Tom and Jerry's? Tom?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We get a lot of requests for them. I mean, it's very, very popular. The upper Midwest is, I think, what they call it. It's Minnesota, Wisconsin, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and Talish?
Yeah, definitely. The Avenue Bar is open on Christmas Day, and we made quite a few Tom and Jerry's, certainly warmed quite a few people up. And my wife is from her family is from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and, like, it is still really a huge tradition, and she has, you know, memories of, like, there would be only a certain time of year when the bars would make them, they would have it, and it's very, you know, very finite. It's just this one time, they make them, and that's it. People come in just for that.
Yeah, you know. And it's pretty much Christmas. It's not like it goes all winter long, is that right?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Once the batter is done, it's done.
Yeah. And what is the batter anyway?
It's basically eggnog. I mean, it's egg and spices and sugar, and you know there's different variations of it. Obviously they have it in the store, it's pre-made, and you can hold it for a long period of time, but it's not too complicated. Definitely falls in the category, though, of like a dairy drink, which is also seems to be very popular this time of year.
Yeah, we use a lot of cinnamon, allspice, some orange, that sort of thing. But yeah. Milk, eggs.
And the liquor that's in a Tom and Jerry is a little different at Merchant.
Yeah, we do an overproof rye whiskey. We do use wild turkey. And then we also use a brandy as well. It's traditionally made with brandy and rum, though.
So brandy and rum is the traditional way,
yes.
and with this eggnog batter and some spices. So
exactly.
that for whatever reason, even though I'm a Wisconsin born and bred gal, it was not one of my favorites for some reason. But it is, I know, a big holiday favorite. Well, what about what's something else that's nice and warm that you think about when you think of a winter cocktail?
I always gravitate towards the hot toddy. I mean, the hot toddy is like this kind of catch-all term for a hot drink with alcohol and citrus and you know, honey. But you know, that's kind of my winter warmer, if you will.
What's in the hot toddy?
I mean, traditionally, there's like any good cocktail, it's some unknown origin. But traditionally, we thought it had scotch in it. Scotland is one of the places of origin. But you know, I like mine with rum. The people, if anybody from Merchant's listening, they're probably laughing at me because I'm the rum guy and they know that. But I like mine with rum. You can do whiskey. I mean, really anything.
Yeah. And brandy, certainly, you know, in Wisconsin, we love our brandy, and we make a brandy hot toddy at the Avenue, and honey, lemon, hot water. I mean, that's the thing, is that in a lot of ways it's like, oh, this is a medicinal drink. You know, all these things are good for you. You have a cold, and it certainly takes the edge off.
That was so funny because earlier this winter, or late last fall, I was talking with a good friend, the mother of a good friend. She is 90 years old, and she was having a hot toddy because she felt a cold coming on.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was great.
I've heard that so many times, though. You know, starting to get a cold. Well, I was just... Yeah. Throw some whiskey in a glass, some hot water.
Yeah. And I mean, if nothing else, it tends to give you a good night's sleep, which, you know, can, you know, help in the fighting off the cold.
Well, on this other list I found of the top five, the hot toddy was on there, the Tom and Jerry was on there. So was the hot buttered rum, or the spiced buttered rum. You actually put butter in rum?
Absolutely. It's yeah. Great. It just gives it kind of a interesting texture, you know, just a richer, fuller sort of drink. It sounds, you know, a little interesting, but it's really good.
Yeah, and that's all that is rum with butter in it.
Rum and hot water, a little bit of sugar. Yeah, yeah. Really, really simple.
And some spices. I mean, that's a lot of these winter cocktails. You have the sweet baking spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, some variation of those. So, yeah, like Tom was already talking about, like, any cocktail has about 500 different variations. So, yeah, certainly everybody's hot buttered rum recipe is different. But it's another one where you kind of make the base or the batter and hold it and then add it at the last minute usually. But they also, most of these can be made in larger batches for, you know, parties or what that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And Irish coffee was on this list. That one I've had, that's just coffee with whiskey in it and a little whipped cream, right?
Yep, exactly. Ours is a 3-ingredient cocktail with those 3 ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see people add Baileys and other things to it. And again, you can always make your own version of it. But yeah, the basic cocktail is super simple.
So anything else? Those are the only ones I can think of. Is there another hot winter drink that we're missing here?
I mean, certainly hot apple cider
and
booze is pretty easy and pretty delicious. And mulling spices, you know, that's a good one, especially for larger groups, is put a big pot on the stove with some whole spices work especially well, you know, whole nutmeg or cinnamon sticks or that sort of thing. And mulled wine is another one that I made up a batch this winter, and it was really good. It's fortified wine, you know, red wine usually with some fruit added in there some booze as well. Brandy is traditional, some sweetness. The recipe I had called for putting some raisins and other dried fruit in, which actually was really nice, and, you know, then you could eat the raisins later.
Yeah, that's right. How could I forget about mulled wine at a holiday party? That's really good. And how could I have forgotten about hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps in it?
Yeah, we're serving that up right now, and certainly popular.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we are talking about winter cocktails and holiday cocktails, and we'll talk some about what we might want to consider to serve if we're hosting a New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow. What's on your menu? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What cocktails do you serve at your holiday gatherings? What types of drinks do you enjoy this time of year? Talking about some classic and some craft cocktails with two guests, and I hope with you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening is big.
We are talking about cocktails to enjoy when it's cold outside or when we're celebrating anything. Talking with Talish Barrow, General Manager of Avenue Bar in Madison, and Tom Dufek, the General Manager of Merchant in Madison, about classic and craft cocktails, holiday cocktails, winter cocktails, some cocktails you may want to enjoy with New Year's Eve tomorrow. What are your favorite craft or classic cocktails? Do you have your own specialty? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, we don't have anybody calling in. Maybe everybody's frozen right now, but I'm sure we'll get some traffic going on. We do have Teresa on Facebook who says, I love me a good mocktail. So someone who maybe doesn't want to partake in alcohol, but a lot of these drinks can be done as virgins, can't they? Or some of them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I mean, a lot of the times you can just sub out the booze or, you know, take the alcohol right out of there and they're going to be just as good. I mean, you're not going to have the alcohol bite, obviously, but, you know, a hot toddy, for instance, I mean, lemon, spices, honey, and hot water is, you know, it's absolutely wonderful this time of year.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about what's going to be served a lot, do you think, at Merchant on New Year's Eve?
Well, you know, we partner with Death's Door Spirits, who's also here in Madison. We're doing a Death's Door cocktail menu. So a lot of martinis and that sort of thing with them, as well as some original creations. But, you know, we do the traditional champagne toast. I'm sure there'll be a lot of champagne cocktails. You know, the French 75 is one that comes to mind that I'm sure we'll be pouring a lot of.
What is that?
It's a champagne cocktail with gin in it, gin, lemon juice, and honey. Really, really simple, and then just topped up with champagne. Just a kind of a classic cocktail. So we do our take on one of those. But you know, for whatever reason, people think New Year's and the champagne bottles come out. So
right, right.
I'm sure a lot of champagne cocktails will be going on.
Yeah, and that's always good, especially when you ring in the New Year at midnight. But all night long, I'm not sure I could do it. We'll see. But what about at Avenue? What's going to be big there?
Well, I am sure we will pour plenty of sparkling wine and champagne as well. And old fashions, that is the drink of the Avenue. We make more of those than anything else. And I'm sure we will serve quite a few Tom and Jerry's. It's going to be cold, so definitely serving some hot drinks. But yeah, that's, I think New Year's sparkling wine is the one that everybody kind of goes to.
Let's talk a little bit about, though, the old-fashioned. I think of the Avenue as a classic bar in Madison. It's been around a very long time, but only in the past couple of years under new management.
Yeah.
But you still maintain that classic vibe?
Very much so. Very much so. And I think, a number of people, we have a bartender, Janet, who's been there over 43 years now. So she definitely, the recipe for the old fashioned is not going to change. We don't muddle the fruit. It's actually, there's many variations on the old fashioned. And the sort of simplest one is just bitters, sugar, some sort of alcohol, and something sparkling. So ours is almost always brandy and sweet, so 7-Up. It's definitely a drink that, you don't want to mess with people's idea of it.
Yeah, the brandy old fashioned sweet is to me the classic Wisconsin cocktail. But and I know that the muddling, some say that makes it authentic, but you don't think it really matters.
No, I mean it doesn't. That's definitely a newer innovation. The old fashioned turns out to be like one of the oldest cocktails
ever. That's why it's old fashioned.
Yeah, exactly. They were like talking about old fashioned, like in the 1600s, old fashioned. So yeah, it's it goes back a ways, and the muddling of the fruit is a fairly new innovation, and certainly we'll happy to do it if somebody wants it that way. But it's not necessary, and in a lot of ways, kind of muddies the drink up a little bit.
And some people, you can make that. The brandy old fashioned sweet is to me the classic, but there are the variations of the whiskey old fashioned sour or whatever.
Yeah. With mushrooms. I mean, yeah. Once you get into the garnish, it gets it can get pretty complicated.
Yeah, that certainly is a classic. And I often think of the Avenue as a classic bar, and I think of Merchant as the you're known for your craft cocktails, your specialty cocktails.
Correct. Yeah, we take inspiration from the classics. I mean, that's kind of how the philosophy of Merchant. But yeah, we definitely have a lot of our takes. Our menu changes seasonally, so every 3 months we're putting out a new original cocktail menu. But we can make, anywhere from 50 to 75 different classic cocktails as well. The thing about our original cocktails is they all come from classics. They're just our riffs on different you know, classic variation.
What's your variation on the old fashioned, if you have one?
Yeah, so we have a drink on our original menu called the Smokin' Barrels. So it's an overproof rye whiskey with some maple syrup, a tobacco tincture, which is essentially a lot better than it sounds. You think tobacco and you think, you know, like an ashtray, but it's actually this really very nice vanilla, almost cherry flavor to it. And then we rinse the glass with a little bit of scotch. And this it's essentially the same build as an old fashioned, just done a different way.
Sounds good. Well, with New Year's Eve, if we're hosting a home celebration, any inspiration you might be able to share? You mentioned earlier, Tom, that the punch, the alcoholic punch, is a good party favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really nice because when you're spending time with family and friends, you don't want to be mixing up cocktails all the time. So it's really nice to kind of make something ahead of time and then let everybody, you know, kind of serve themselves and imbibe. And rum punch is about, you know, as American as it gets. Back in the day, everybody was drinking rum punch in colonial times. So I love a good rum punch. You can do whiskey, brandy here in Wisconsin, obviously. But yeah, I mean, punch is great.
Give me a sort of a basic recipe for and it would be fun, even if it is winter in Wisconsin, to have that tropical vibe going on with a rum punch. What would be a simple recipe for that?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we would do, you know, like a liter of, you know, darker aged rum of some sort. We would use like a Plantation, for instance. It's they have a 5-year aged rum that we like to use. You can do like a sparkling apple cider in there as well, with honey, lime juice, lemon juice, and then just some sugar to kind of sweeten everything up, or even some ginger beer. You could throw ginger beer or ginger ale in there.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do with punch that are really fun.
Yeah. Any, Talish, any of...
I grew up in New Orleans, and the milk punch is a big thing there. And brandy or bourbon, obviously in this part of the country, brandy milk punch is pretty popular and very simple. I mean, it's, you know, milk, and you can use... you could probably use soy milk if you wanted to take it easy on the lactose, but definitely... you know, whole milk, some sugar, vanilla. It's a pretty simple recipe, actually. You just have to be careful about kind of curdling the milk, how you add it. And
what's the name of that?
Just milk punch.
Milk punch, okay. Yeah. Interesting. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty, especially. And you can finish it with some nutmeg or sweet spices. I also made a version once with some velvet falernum, which is kind of a unusual ingredient, but was quite common a while ago. And rum-based often. No, Tom loves rum. So. anyway, it's available, and it has some of those sweet spices and slightly tropical.
Nathaniel emails, what will this winter's cocktail menu at Merchant be highlighting as far as particular boozes, spices, or techniques, classic versus modern, etc.? So someone knows that you have a winter menu coming
sure,
up.
They do. I mean, so we try and keep it pretty balanced. We usually try and have a couple of different variations for each alcohol category. So we'll have some gin, some rum, some whiskey. There's a lot of really fun cocktails that are coming out on the new menu. One is going back to that mulled wine that we were talking about before. We do a mulled wine that we actually smoke. So we rapidly infuse smoke from a smoking gun into a mulled wine that we've made ahead of time. It's called the Fire and Wine. That's made by our bar manager, JR, and that's really, really good. We actually did that last year, and we're bringing it back because it was so popular. We've got a coffee cocktail. We've got a Harry Potter inspired cocktail. We had a customer who has asked us, you know, you should try and make a butterbeer cocktail. So we did.
A what?
Have you seen Harry Potter? You know, they drink butterbeer in Harry Potter.
I didn't know that. No, okay. I didn't. Okay, butterbeer.
There's actually a lot of drinking in Harry Potter.
I was going to say, butterbeer sounds so Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. So we used rum again, and actually, made a cordial with some Navy strength rum, butterscotch, That we make, you know, there at Merchant, and then we top it with a porter. Actually,
that sounds good.
So,
yeah,
that does sound good.
Does Avenue do any special cocktails or have change your cocktail menu?
Yeah, we do. We don't do a lot of rapid infusion smoking necessarily, but actually, one of the things. Another thing that I was going to mention in terms of, you know, good for large groups and can be prepared ahead of time, we have a cask cocktail right now. So those like wooden barrels, and you can get them in different sizes. But it's a way of kind of putting all the ingredients of a drink together in a vessel. And it sits for a little while, and the flavors kind of combine, and the wood has a nice softening effect on things. So right now we have some Old Sugar Factory Brandy Station with a little bit of sweet vermouth, and it's basically just a Manhattan. We have some bitters in there as well, and finish it off with some brandy-soaked cherries. So that is, you know, one of the kind of wintry cocktails we're doing right now.
Yum.
Yeah.
Well, we will continue to talk about holiday cocktails, winter cocktails, your favorite cocktail, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And if you're hosting a New Year's Eve celebration and looking for some inspiration, our guests can help you out with that as well. Talish Barrow, General Manager of Avenue Bar in Madison, and Tom Dufek, the General Manager of Merchant in Madison, stay with us. We will check the news, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, congratulations, Green Bay Packers. We are celebrating the Packers' victory last night, celebrating New Year's just around the corner, and talking about winter and holiday cocktails. How are you going to celebrate New Year's tomorrow? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Monday, December the 30th. We are talking with two guests who know their cocktails. They are with the two bars in Madison. Talish Barrow is general manager of the Avenue Bar in Madison, known for its classic cocktails. And Tom Dufek is general manager of Merchant in Madison, known for its craft cocktails. And we're welcoming your questions for them. We're welcoming your favorite winter or holiday cocktail. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What cocktails do you serve at your holiday gatherings? What types of drinks do you like to enjoy during the winter time? Are you looking for any ways to spruce up some of your old favorites? Our guests might have some suggestions for that as well. So you were watching the Packers win last night, Talish, is that right? The Avenue Bar was packed with Packer fans?
Yeah, yes, it was absolutely. Nobody was going anywhere until that game was over. There was definitely some people that had been there for a little while. But a huge appreciation and a lot of smiles and good times, definitely.
Yeah. Do Packer fans celebrate with a good beer or something else?
Yeah, it runs the gamut. Definitely a lot of old fashions, a lot of beers. It's pretty much across the board. They're one thing I've learned, I'm not from Wisconsin, and when I came out here, the amount of people that are Packers fans, tried and true Packers fans, it's pretty much everybody. So the cocktails run the same gamut.
Yeah, and you were not working the game last night, Tom.
No, I was scaring my dog by yelling at the TV, but I was definitely watching.
Well, we were talking just before, or just as we went into news, about some ice cream drinks. Mm. And you wouldn't think in the middle of winter, well, actually, it's just the beginning of winter. It seems like it's the middle of winter. but it's right now, by the way, it is 15 below below zero in Eau Claire, 5 below in Milwaukee, 8 below in Madison. These are real temps.
Shorts weather.
Right? Great. Yeah. Give me some ice cream cocktails.
Yeah. 20 below in Superior. Oh, my God. And the wind chill, I'm sure it's double that with the wind chill. But in any case, you wouldn't think that ice cream drinks would be popular, but they are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Avenue Bar does many ice cream cocktails. We have, the classics, definitely Brandy Alexander and Grasshoppers. Pink Squirrels are the most popular. We also just added a bunch of new brandies. We have like this whole brandy collection now. And so researching some older brandy cocktails and some, kind of obscure ones, we found this one, the Thumper, which is tuaca and brandy. And tuaca is just this, it's got this sort of vanilla lemon thing going on. And that with brandy and ice cream is actually really delicious. So a frozen Thumper, appropriate
frozen
for this time
thumper.
Of year. Yeah.
Well, and you don't do the ice cream drinks at Merchant.
We don't do them there, but I've imbibed quite a few ice cream drinks over my days.
Well, I always think of those too as the almost like the dessert after after a supper club meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what remind me what's in the grasshopper, because I also know I have some friends who make the grasshopper around this time of year because they think it's holiday-ish, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's just creme de menthe, the green creme de menthe to give it the color, and then creme de coco, the chocolate flavor, and ice cream. So pretty simple.
And the Brandy Alexander is brandy and ice cream?
Yeah, pretty much brandy. Again, some chocolate, the creme de coco, and then we got to finish it with a little sprinkle of nutmeg.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, they all sound great. And what was the other, the pink one I'm not familiar with?
Pink Squirrel. Pink Squirrel, again, they all have chocolate in some way. but there's creme de coco and creme de noyau, or, there's something pink, but basically it's supposed to be an almond flavor of some sort. But the bright color is really what you got to go for.
Wonderful. Well, you don't do the ice cream drinks, Tom, but maybe you can tell us what's the trend? What's going to be the drink of the new year of 2014? I've stumped you, huh?
Yeah, well, the drink. I don't know about the drink. I think the trend, though, is just kind of the way the trends have been going is just, using really fresh ingredients, using high quality ingredients, and then just keeping it simple and fun. I think the days of the stuffy mixologist are over or nearing their end. Especially at Merchant, we just we always try. Our philosophy is to make sure people know that they can drink, eat really, really well, and have a good time while they're doing it. So I see more of that continuing, and just like I said, combining those aspects of really high quality ingredients with just having a good time.
We have a question from my producer director Christy Taylor. She says a friend of hers is having an 80s themed New Year's Eve party, which she wonders what in the world would be served at an 80s themed New Year's Eve party. Any
Just
ideas?
Wine coolers, a giant bucket of Zima would go over.
There you go. I mean, if it were me, I would do those cocktails that have kind of fallen out of favor but are still really good if done well, the Long Islands, the
Cosmo,
Fuzzy Navel, basically go listen to like the 1-800 bartender commercial and just make those drinks they play on those. But do them with good ingredients, do them with fresh juices. I think that would be really fun to do.
I'm thinking of the Harvey Wallbanger, but that's more 60s, 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the origin, but I think that is definitely a little bit before the 80s.
Yeah, that would be me. We are talking about winter and holiday cocktails. And we hope that even though it's only 6:45 in the morning, that you have some questions about making the perfect cocktail, about getting some ideas, something to serve for New Year's Eve, perhaps. Or maybe you just have a favorite winter cocktail that you like to sip in front of the fire on these cold winter nights. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And are you through with the holiday cocktails, or is there still another Tom and Jerry in you? We'll welcome your calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
in. So very nice.
I'll hold your hands.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, December the 30th. We are talking about warming up with some winter and holiday cocktails this hour with our two guests. Talish Barrow is general manager of Avenue Bar in Madison, and Tom Dufek is general manager of Merchant in Madison. And we have an open line for you if you have a question about making the perfect cocktail, if you would like to share with us your craft cocktail. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Steve from Rice Lake could not hang on, but he says he purchased a portable bar that holds three drinks. That's different. And he would like to know, what are the best three spirits or bottles to stock it? I guess it just holds room for three bottles. And he wants to know, what are the best three spirits to stock his portable bar with? And he also passed along that it's 25 below in Rice Lake.
Well, hot water then, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Something overproof would be good.
Yeah. You know, especially being in Wisconsin, you got to go with brandy. So I would make sure there's a good brandy in there of some sort.
What's do you think
brandy?
There should be a rum at all?
Well, of course I do, but, you know, that's just me. You know, I like Korbel. I mean, I think Korbel is great. We also use a brand called Palmasan, which is a really, really good, solid, you know, and really inexpensive brandy. I think that you can't go wrong with either of those two.
Yeah.
Rum, of course. Yes. You know, I think rum is very, very versatile. Yeah, an aged rum would be great. And then, you know, a bourbon or a rye whiskey, some sort of whiskey in there. If you're making cocktails, I would suggest something overproof. I mean, higher proof, spirits generally tend to hold up a little bit better in cocktails. So yeah, I mean, I would tend towards darker spirits probably.
Mm-hmm. Would you stock it the same way?
I mean, yeah, it's hard to, you know, answer. It's kind of like if you're talking about a variety of drinks, obviously mixing in something clear spirit, you know, an interesting botanical gin would certainly open up the amount of different cocktails you could make, and certainly for popularity's sake, vodka would try to earn its spot in there. But yeah, I would have to agree with brandy. It's funny. You know, when you're talking about a bottle bar, you really have to start making some philosophical decisions.
it's really hard.
Are you going for variety, or are you really just going to try to, you know, focus on a certain, because you've left out tequila altogether and, you know, a whole other world of cocktails.
Yeah, I guess that's right. You know, I got a gift for a friend who is a huge rum fan, and I was shopping at a local liquor store. And the clerk recommended a rum from Old Sugar Distillery in Madison. This is a local distillery.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really interesting to buy rum that's made right here in Wisconsin. That's a big trend right now, too, isn't it, where more and more local spirits are being made.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I mean, there's Death's Door, there's Old Sugar, Harbay. I mean, just in Madison alone, I mean, there's three distilleries, and I mean, there's new places popping up all over the country, and places that distilleries that are doing really, really awesome things. I mean, unfortunately, Prohibition killed a lot of those places off, but you know, in the last 5 to 10 years, those places are really making a comeback, kind of following the craft beer, you know, movement that's been growing.
And they changed the laws governing what you can do in terms of distilling. So now I think we're going to see even more, you know, with our brandy focus. We have a few local brandies. You know, Wallersheim just started putting one out, and I think we're going to start seeing more and more. It's funny with the local. We just were out at Death's Door, and they have a new product, a Kringle. Which is Kringle cream, Kringle flavored liqueur, and it's actually through Nordic, but they're making it there, and it's really tasty. That and some coffee, fairly simple, but again, a nice warm up.
Who's making the Kringle?
It's Death's Door. I think it's through Nordic Distilling, but it's a local product for sure.
So you put the Kringle in your coffee, and there you go.
Does that
ever sound good?
You got a coffee cake.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you have a question about a recipe for or just a favorite winter or holiday cocktail to share. We'd love to hear from you. And we'd like to know what you're serving on New Year's Eve if you're hosting a celebration, or what you hope to imbibe in if you're going to a New Year's celebration. Tasman in Westby is with us. Hi, Tasman. You're on the air.
Hi.
I'm sorry. It's Tamsin?
So, yep, it is. That's great. It's an odd enough name. People always say it wrong. So you're doing fine.
Sorry.
So I just wanted to give you a recipe for an adult punch because, you know, a lot of times you have people who don't necessarily want to drink alcohol, but, you know, want to be part of the celebration. And all of the punches seem like they are full of, I don't know, pink things or blue things. You know, they're just kind of these crazy sweet drinks. So this is an adult punch, and it's equal parts of white grape juice and soda water, so say a quart of each, and 2 tablespoons of Angostura bitters. And that's it. And then if you garnish it in a punch bowl with a small block of ice that has lemon and lime slices in it, they add, you know, a little bit of that citrus, so you can, you know, put a little bit of zest into it too if you want, or some strips or a little juice. But basically just those three ingredients, and it's really nice, and it's light and it's refreshing. A lot of people at the parties that I've taken it to, after, you know, if they've had their fill of the alcohol, will often just want to switch over to that and just have a lovely time with it.
That sounds really great. Thank you very much, Tamsin, for sharing that. I never thought of that, I guess, is that you don't need to have a lot of punches might taste kind of like the stuff you used to get in a can as a kid.
Right.
Yeah. So what are bitters anyway? I don't even know what bitters are.
Bitters traditionally were a medicine, like a lot of alcohol. It was sort of something as a cure-all. But they're essentially herbs, roots that have been, you know, macerated or let rest in some sort of neutral grain spirit, and then vodka or like a very, very high proof vodka essentially, and then sugar added to it. So it's a very simple, potent recipe, but it's kind of like bartender salt, if you will. I mean, you can add that to a cocktail, and it'll really, really change the complexion, the way that cocktails are made. And talking about local spirits, I mean, there's, you know, local bitters as well. Bitter Cube is a company that's based out of Milwaukee, but their bitters are actually made here in Madison and do really, really fun things. And there's companies like that kind of all over the country.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, too. I mean, you know, if you start getting really into this, where I know Merchant does a lot of their own sort of bitters or infusions and things, and that can make, do your own recipe, kind of come up with your own thing. And that's another thing for people at home making infusions. I mean, it's very simple to put a neutral grain spirit or even, you know, something with some flavor to begin with. We do an old fashioned of the moment where we sort of add flavor usually to brandy, apple cinnamon, or right now we're doing an orange clove, and that sort of thing people can do at home pretty easily. And, you know, again, you're making your own concoction, something a little interesting that you can share with people.
So bitters is or is not alcoholic?
It is
alcoholic. So I guess I was getting that this was a non-alcoholic punch, but it really does have a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, only 2 tablespoons, but it's, you know, it's...
nothing much.
Yeah, a little, very small amount.
All right. So I understand there's a trend of people making their own bitters, who infuse their own syrups with mint or ginger or other herbal flavors. Is do-it-yourself a growing trend for the cocktail business, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, you see a lot of people who go to places like Avenue Bar or Merchant or, you know, any of the other places around Madison that serve cocktails and go, well, why can't I do that? And I mean, that's the way to think about it. You know, these ingredients sound very esoteric and, you know, complex, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's very, very simple to do, you know, what we do. You're just putting good flavors together and using them in interesting ways.
So. Well, in our last couple of minutes, maybe I'll have both of you give us an idea. All right, it's really cold out. It's, you know, double digits below zero with the wind chill. Tonight after dinner, what's a nice warm cocktail that we can try? And then, what is the drink of New Year's Eve that you would recommend? All right, stumped you both. All right, yeah. The winter, the very cold weather drink that we want to have tonight.
I'm going to go with a hot toddy. Mm-hmm. To me, that's, like I said, that's the perfect winter cocktail. I'm probably going to shock you guys and not say rum. So I would do rye whiskey in there, lemon juice, honey, and just top it with hot water, a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters. That's what I'm going to drink when the winter's cold.
Super, super cold out drink for tonight, Talish?
Gosh, I think I would probably go with some sort of Manhattan. It's the thing that I actually gravitate towards. Even though it's a chilled drink, it's just the warming alcohol. So if you start off with a really nice vermouth, like Dolan Vermouth, it's a brandy kind of place. So you can do all different versions. Obviously brandy also encompasses cognac. A nice kind of simple, not very aged cognac. And then some bitters. And, you know, as we were just talking about, there's all different kinds. But I personally am a big fan of Peychaud bitters. They're just a little softer and kind of have these citrus notes. So a nice cognac Manhattan is what I'm going with.
Well, I wish we had now more time, as we have just a minute left. Chris in Boston did send an email. Cold days, he says, calls for hot apple cider and cinnamon schnapps. So that does sound good. That does sound good. And I'm taking it that we're going to ring in the new year probably with a glass of champagne, right?
Yeah, a glass of champagne, or really any spirit neat. I mean, that's my personal again.
You know, or a martini.
Glass of whiskey. Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks to both of you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Talish Barrow is general manager of Avenue Bar in Madison, and Tom Dufek is general manager of Merchant in Madison. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster, to Robin Cherry, and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. Stay warm. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.